Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, the example of our Lord praying. It is great comfort to know that the Lord has given to us this example of our Heavenly Father's care for the things that He has made. Verse 26 of Matthew chapter 6, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And also, even the flowers. And which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I take this portion of Scripture, and I'd like to tie it together with what is found in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1 and verse 35, in which the Lord Jesus Christ begins to pray. And the Scriptures say this concerning him, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." Now with the Father's care being this great for the things that he has made, such as the lilies of the field, the flowers, and the birds of the air, and all of these things were made with his concern and their well-being. Think of this fact, that the Lord Jesus went apart to be with him in prayer. As the music we heard a moment ago, his eye is on the sparrow. Well, if his eye is on the sparrow, just think of the fact that his eye certainly was upon the Lord Jesus and where he was. And yet our Lord took the time to draw aside to pray, to be with him in prayer. He had no sins to confess, for he never sinned. He was meek, so he was not concerned about taking vengeance on his enemies. He was all wise, for there was not a situation where he did not know what to do. But he prayed. He drew aside to pray. He has left for you and me an example of what we should do, now that we need to pray more than ever before, and we neglect this all-important and urgent matter of prayer. We put it back to it till we can't do anything else, and then we go after prayer. So many times we offer up a prayer of thanksgiving. It's when we've gone through a situation and nothing happened. We say, well, thank the Lord, and that's a prayer. Why not begin to pray before the dangerous or the hazardous situation is before us? And sometimes in the midst of a situation, that's when we wait and offer up prayer. But our Lord, look what this says. A great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. But the next verse tells me something else about human nature. It says that Simon and they that were with him followed him. So finding this solitary place to pray is an all-important matter. But no matter how diligently you search for it, there will still be something that will intervene. But we must seek after this place of prayer with the Lord. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.